Welcome to Energy Medicine Radio with Dr. Wu Di, a celebration of unique healing modalities for your mind, body, and soul, opening the pathway to wellness, enlightenment, and creative living. Our mission is to share consciousness-shifting information with humanity and help people improve and transform their overall quality of health, wealth, and happiness. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening, everybody. This is Dr. Wu Di in Miami Beach on a full moon night. Whoa! Moon over Miami, and it's beautiful. And this is a great full moon. Lots of energy. A lot of people are buzzing around. And tonight, I was wondering, what am I going to talk about tonight? So many subjects and people ask me all the time, but this is the subject that I get the most. I get the most subjects or the most questions about this. Dr. Wu, what can I do to improve my sexual energy? It's a very interesting question. We've never really learned how to make love in a way to give us energy. Now, in the Chinese system, the Taoist, they really call it the Taoist, that it'll be spelled D-A-O-I-S-T or T-O-A-I-S-T. The Taoist, they say the Taoist secrets of love or the healing love through the Tao. Here's these names. And many years ago, when the emperor still, ran China, he was like the master, the king, he was the man. And everything was around what the master said. In fact, I'll tell you something funny. When I was in Beijing a few years ago, if the time is 3 o'clock in Beijing, and China's a huge country, the time... It's 3 o'clock of the whole country. So when I went to school in Harbin, that's in northeast China. It's right on the Russian border up there. Anyway, in the morning, I used to get up around 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. It would be bright, bright. The sun would be in the middle of the sky. It was like 12 o'clock in Beijing. And it's 4 o'clock in the morning in Harbin. But anyway, that's how the emperor ran it. If it was 12 o'clock in Beijing, it's 12 o'clock everywhere. So anyway, the emperor, they wanted to keep him strong. He ran all of China. So the strength of the emperor was the strength, like you hear in the, the strength of in England when you heard about the king's strength, and if the king's strength went down, all of England would go down. Same thing in China. So what they used to do is they did a lot of work to keep the emperor's kidneys strong. And of course, he had many consorts, lovers. And, if you had a daughter and your daughter was 13 or 14 years old, you would offer your daughter to the emperor. And everybody says, oh, that's horrible to give away your daughter to the emperor so that he can do this. But the emperor would feed your whole family. And that time in China was very poor. And to have all of your family taken care of, it would be a great honor by a family to offer their daughter or a daughter to go in service to the emperor. And she would be one of the consorts. And of course, the emperor had many, many lovers. And the royal family did, and, the high ups, they would have and learn these secrets called the Taoist secrets of love on how to make love in the proper way without losing your energy. Now, if a guy loses his energy or gives up his seed, what happens, guys, you're tired after, A little tired, you want to get a bite to eat, relax a little and chill out. It's because you're losing your energy. They say one drop of semen equals 10 drops of blood in the body. So that's a lot. So you're losing one drop and one drop of, see, one drop, 10 drops, it equals, I think, a drop of spinal fluid equals 10 drops of semen, and 10 drops of semen equal, you know, so many things of blood. So when you're losing your seed, you know, you're thinking this is a lot of fun, and that's what we all do. Oh, man, this is going to be great. We lose our energy. How women lose their energy is having too many babies. And when you lose your energy, what it affects really strongly is the kidneys, the water element. So when you see that yin-yang sign, you know, and sometimes you'll see it, it's black and white, and other times you'll see it, it'll be red and blue. The red stands for the heart energy, and the blue stands for the water energy. So that's heart, the fire, and the kidneys, the water. So it's always balancing the water and the fire. And if you lose your seed too often, what happens is your energy goes down and there's an imbalance in the kidneys. And that causes low back pain, knee pain, hair loss. Your libido goes down. You can't hear as well. So, you know, as people get older, you know, they get a back pain and they get a knee pain and they lose their hair and their teeth get loose. Their libido goes down. They can, what'd you say there, boy? What'd you say? They lose their hearing. So you lose a lot of things, and it's all with the strength of the kidneys. So when we're making love, and you know, this isn't like a bad subject. This is something that we just don't get. I remember when I was younger, I had a girlfriend. I was about 16, and maybe I was 17 and she was 16. Well, anyway, if you ever had the opportunity to make love, it had to be quick, right? Because if it was quick, then your parents wouldn't catch you and you didn't want to get caught. You were making love in cars and different places like that. So we've entrained ourselves to make it very quick and get through with it. At least guys did, a lot of them. And those habits, you know, they carry on. So when you're using the Taoist system, you know, the healing Tao system to make love, what you're doing is you really want to be able to hold that energy and use that energy more as a spiritual practice. So there are some exercises to do that will really strengthen your sexual energy. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. How do we strengthen our sexual energy? And by strengthening our sexual energy, we're actually going to strengthen our kidneys. And by strengthening the kidneys, that's the secret to longevity. So a lot of times, guys are blowing their energy and blowing their energy and sowing their seeds everywhere. And what happens is you age much quicker. Now, most guys say, oh, man, what are you talking about? If I can't do that, I don't want to live. It's just because they're not educated. They're stuck with an ego fixation that, you know, they're manly men. But a manly man sometimes doesn't want to admit that he may not be the best in the bedroom. Now, I'm not saying anybody is bad. I'm just saying these are some techniques, special techniques, that allow you to cultivate your energy. So you're looking at cultivating your sexual energy to keep you healthier and younger much, much longer. Now, that is really something that you don't get. And you don't hear these conversations. These are secret teachings, and these teachings were only given to people of the emperor's cabinet. These were kept very secret. These definitely weren't given to the public. And I'm going to share some of them tonight and how they work. Okay. So let's talk about the microcosmic orbit first. A lot of these practices develop your spiritual digestive system as well. So not only are we strengthening our sexual energy, we're starting to open the different chakras and meridians in the body so the energy flows smoothly. There's 14 different meridians in the body. There's one for the lungs. Meridians are like rivers of energy, rivers that flow through the body. So it's supposed to go lung, large intestine, stomach, spleen, heart, small intestines, bladder, kidneys, pericardium, triple heater, gallbladder, liver, central and governing. These are supposed to be moving all the time. And as the rivers move all the time, the rivers bring chi or energy. And what follows that is blood. So now imagine that every one of your organs, your lung and your heart and your kidneys and your liver and your spleen and everything is getting blood, rich, oxygenated blood. Well, if that continues all the time, the organs don't atrophy, they don't age, they just stay really clean, really healthy. Okay? Now, let's say the organs don't get the chi. They don't get the blood. They don't get the oxygen. What happens is they start to atrophy. So the organs will atrophy, and where you'll see it is you'll see it on your face because your face starts to get wrinkled as things shrivel up. These exercises work to keep your organs hydrated, not only your sexual organ, all of your organs, because it's not just one organ in the body. If you got a sick liver, you're sick. If you got a sick heart, if your own heart attacks you, you're sick. If your spleen is bad, you have no energy. If you got bad kidneys, you're in bad shape, baby. So what we want to do is we want to get everything moving. We want this chi moving with this rich blood and oxygen into every organ of the body so we stay young, baby, powerful, and sexual. If you notice, if you have no sexual energy at all, you're just tired all the time. You're not looking. You're not seeking. You're not shopping. You're not hunting. You're just going, oh, man, I'm just tired. Well, if you're tired like that, you're old. So when you can revive and rejuvenate the sexual organs, what happens is your whole body becomes alive. All those cells, they see something and you get a certain feeling going through your body, man, you are ready, right? And if you're ready and you're feeling really sexy, guess what? Every cell in your body's feeling sexy. And if everything in yours, they're reproducing and they're throwing out the old cells and the new cells are coming in. You know what? If you fall in love and you see this lover of yours and it's like, whoa, man, I'm not feeling sick. I'm not feeling tired. I'm feeling excited. I think the opposite of tired is love. Because if you're really in love and if you're really even that lusty kind of love, you certainly don't get tired. I mean, I can turn on the television and fall asleep. But if I have a young friend over here talking, whoa, that energy starts to surge through my body. As that energy moves through my body, everything is alive. Okay, so how do we do it? There's a few exercises. I have some programs of this called Dr. Wu's Secrets of Love. If you go to my website, Recharging Qi, Q-I, gong.com, and you look under products, you'll see the sexual product. This is a good one to get, man. I teach some exercises that are so powerful, you will be amazed, and you will change not only your sexual energy, you'll change your vitality, you'll change your life, and man, it's a good one. But I want to share some of the things with you tonight. the microcosmic orbit, and how do you work that, and how do you use it? Okay, the microcosmic orbit is a form of breathing technique that I'll teach you. So if you're looking at the human body, the head is the positive pole, and the feet are the negative pole. That makes sense, right? It's like we're like a bar magnet. Seen a bar magnet before? And if you throw iron filings on that bar magnet, like something you did in science class, those iron filings, they line up around that magnet. They make like a arch or a circle around that. The human body does the same thing in a way. We have the positive and the negative pole. And then we have a series of energy fields that circle the body. They're called chakras, and we have seven of them, seven of the main ones. One on the top of the head, crown chakra. If you take your ears and you put your push your ears down a little, and you go from the ears up to the top of the head, the very crown, right on the top of the head. That's where Du 20 is. That's an acupuncture point. Du 20 is also where the crown chakra is. Okay, that's one point. There's another point between the eyebrows. It's called the third eye. If you know any of these Bible studies or Bible teachings, make thy eye be single. They're talking about the third eye. And there's one right at the throat. There's another one right at the center of the heart, one at the solar plexus, another one at the navel point, one right at the pubic bone, and one at the perineum. The perineum is, if we took a long post and we push it right through the top of your head, and push it right through your body, it would come out at the perineum. Okay, that's right at the bottom. And those are the seven centers. Now, when they talk about chakras, it's not like a little dot on your forehead. It's a circle of energy spinning around your head. So depending on how big they are, it depends how open you are. This exercise will teach you how to develop the spiritual digestive system. Because in the spiritual digestive system, we're going to use the energy, the sexual energy, to open that up more. So if the energy goes down when you're making love, you end up with a baby. If the energy goes up, it opens up the energy above your head, and if you're with your lover, you can make a third, like a spiritual child above your head, and at the same time, you can move the energy of you and your mate, and you can have multitudes, many, many orgasms, and still keep and retain your seed and your energy. And this is an experience that it's going to blow you away. This is really exciting. So let's go over the breathing technique to the microcosmic orbit and how it works, okay? Here's how it works. It's a simple breathing technique. What you're going to do is you're going to inhale. And when you inhale, you imagine the breath coming from the top of your head, down the front of your body, comes down to the third eye point, down to the throat chakra, down to the heart chakra, down to the solar plexus, the navel point, the sexual chakra, the perineum, and then it goes up the back. So as you exhale, the breath goes up the back. So you're imagining like a white waterfall coming down the front. So it's coming, this white waterfall as you inhale. And then as you exhale, you imagine a red energy or a heating energy going up the back like a fire. So coming down the front of cooling energy, like a white waterfall of cooling white water, white cooling energy coming down the front. And then exhaling, let the energy go up the back. Okay, it's a very simple exercise. And it's starting to connect the chakra on the crown to the one at the third eye, to the one at the throat, to the one at the heart, to the one at the solar plexus, to the navel, the sexual energy goes around up the crotch and shoots up the back. So all of a sudden, you're starting this energy field of moving and connecting each chakra. Now, let me tell you why we want to do that. Let's say your throat chakra is open and you're talkative and you're just like me, you talk all the time. Like a Gemini. A Gemini is a person with a lot of energy and they talk all the time. And the throat chakra is open. But let's say the navel point, let's say that chakra, that's closed. The navel point has to do about how you're grounded in the earth, you know, how you can pull in financial stuff, how you can keep your life together on this earth. Let's say that one's closed. So you got all this talkative stuff and you're spiritual and your heart's open and all that, but the navel point's closed and you don't have enough money to buy a hamburger. So you don't want that to happen. Let's say it's the opposite. Let's say that chakra, that base chakra is open and your sex chakra is open and you got all this sexual energy and you got all this great energy and you got all this money, but your heart's closed. So you don't really have love, might have some sex, but no love. And the third eye's point's closed, so you really don't have much insight into anything. So your spiritual chakras are closed and your heart's closed. You just happen to have a lot of money and a bunch of people just hanging with you. The idea is you want all the chakras balanced to make a true balanced person. You want the crown chakra open. You want the third eye, the throat. The throat's your communication. Heart is love and caring and sharing and respect and honor and joy. The solar plexus, that keeps you really centered and grounded. The navel point, the sex center. So there's some exercises to open the sex center as well. It's called a Mulban or root lock. Okay. So, girls, you might know this as the Kegel exercise because they teach the Kegel exercise, and Dr. Kegel, who they thought was a genius, he got these exercises from India. They're thousands of years old. And Mulban, they're called in Hindi, or maybe Sanskrit, I'm not sure. But these exercises, what they do is they strengthen the lower diaphragm. Your lower diaphragm is right where the sex organ is. So if you imagine that there's a diaphragm and it's holding everything up, just like the diaphragm, you know, right at the in the bottom of your rib cage, that diaphragm is your sexual diaphragm. They don't talk about it that much, but here's how it works. That diaphragm, if it's weak, what will happen is you'll have incontinence. In other words, you pee in your pants. You can't hold your urine. You may not be able to hold your stool. You definitely won't be able to hold your semen. You just don't have the energy to do that. And then as you get older, you'll see guys with great big bellies. Well, that great big belly, what happens is the lungs start to atrophy, and the heart starts to atrophy, and the liver starts to atrophy, and the stomach and spleen, not only do they atrophy, you know, they shrink like a prune, they start to sag, they start to, you know, you get all the organs are starting to sag down because you get that big belly and everything's hanging down, and the intestines hang down, the large intestines and the small intestines. And where do they all sit? They all sit on your sexual organ. And guess what? That thing that you love to play with, that you've been playing with your whole life, no longer works. And you can take a Viagra pill, and Viagra gets the blood moving, and it shoots some of the energy around there, and the next thing you know, it works for a second. But if you don't have the Viagra pill, you're in bad shape. Yeah. How many of you saw the Super Bowl? Did you see that great commercial when the guy, his girlfriend wanted him, or his lover, and he dropped the Viagra pill and it went out and bang, it fell in the street and went and it ended up and it hit this Chevrolet and then all of a sudden the Chevrolet had muscles. It was a great commercial if you didn't see it. Anyway, Viagra isn't something that you really want to take. You want to be able to do it on your own. You want to be able to strengthen that organ, because the Viagra isn't going to keep you young at all. It's going to overwork your system. If you've got a weak heart, man, you just might fall out. So here's how it works. Mulban is done like this. I'm going to tell you how to do it for the guys, and I'm going to tell you how to do it for the women. So ladies first. Let's see. I'm going to get a switch to my female form. Okay. So you're going to imagine there you're sitting on the toilet and you have to tinkle. Got to go to the bathroom, right? So you're urinating and you want to stop the flow. So if you pull up, or you actually pull in the, let me see, I got to figure this out on a female. You pull in on the clitoris, you know, and then you fold in the lips, you pull everything back, tighten the anal sphincter muscle, hold that, and relax, okay? For the females, let's do that again. So you're gonna pull down on the clitoris like you're gonna stop the urine, you're gonna fold in the lips, you're gonna tighten the anal sphincter muscle, and then squeeze it and hold. Okay, so when you do that, and you do that on a regular basis, that's called a Kegel exercise, Mulban or root lock. And what it does, it starts to strengthen that whole area, so you won't have problems down there. You've heard that before. I know I have. Oh, she has problems down there. Well, if you do these exercises, you're not going to get a prolapse of your bladder, or your whole sexual area is going to get more blood, more energy, and it's going to stay vibrant and alive and juicy, and woo, you're going to have so much fun. Okay. Now, for the guys, it's a little different. You heard when they said, okay, we're going to fight now. Gird up your loins. Sort of the same idea. What you're going to do is you're going to contract the penis. You're going to lift the scrotum. You're going to pull everything back in and tighten the anal sphincter muscles, okay, and relax. So as you do that, like if you were going to lift a weight every day with your arm, and you're going to get big biceps in about 90 days because you're lifting all the time, right? You're really watching that muscle, and before you know it, you're going to get a big, strong muscle. The same with the sexual energy. If you don't exercise it, guess what? If it's going to be used for two things, for an occasional sex that's not going to last forever, and for a tube to urinate from, and that's it, man. You're going to have, if you haven't ever heard that poem that Willie Nelson wrote about getting old, go to the internet and check that one out. That is so funny. I'm on the computer right now. I'm going to see if I can find it for you. It's a funny one. Oh, let me see if I can open this up. But anyway, let's see how I'm going to find it, because this is just too funny. And let's see, Willie Nelson. Nelson. And poem about aging. Peter poem. It's Willie Nelson's Peter poem, it's called. His Peter poem. Peter poem. Let's see if this is it, because this is the great Willie Nelson. And let's see if I see it. Okay, here we go, radio fans. This is by Willie Nelson. My nookie days are over. My pilot light is out. What used to be my sex appeal is just my water spout. Time was when, on its own accord, from my trousers it would spring. But now I've got a full-time job just to find the effing thing. It used to be embracing the way it would behave. It used to be embarrassing the way it would behave. For every single morning, it would stand up and watch me shave. Now as old age approaches, it sure gives me the blues to see it hanging its little head and watching me tie my shoes by Willie Nelson. Okay, so we don't want that to happen to us. We want to keep this strong and healthy. So here's how it works. Let's do it again, guys. You contract the penis. You lift up on the scrotum. You pull everything back. Tighten the anal sphincter muscle. Squeeze and relax. If you do that, start off with 9 times a day. After a week, build it up to 36 times. And eventually, do it 81 times a day. And you will have strength that you never, ever dreamed of. Now, when you're making love to someone, and you start to get the urge, and you say, whoa, it's getting real close, that's when you pull up on that exercise. Now, let me tell you how it works with the meditation. Let's see what's our time here. 8:30. We got another half an hour of power. So here we go. Okay. When we're doing the meditation, this is called the double breathing technique. This is a very, very powerful exercise. This gets the energy of the chakras and the meridians moving through the body. And as the microcosmic orbit starts to get bigger, you pull in more energy. So your charisma gets bigger. You get more powerful. Now, the emperor would know these, and the people in his court would know these things. And the reason why, they would use these techniques specifically to keep their sexual energy strong. If the emperor's sexual energy was strong, and he could make love to many, many consorts and not lose his energy, he was like, he was like Superman, right? But that's what everybody expected of the emperor, because the emperor was known as a superhuman. He was trained in these sexual energies. He was trained in martial arts. He was trained in history, philosophy, everything. This guy was trained his whole life. He was the emperor of millions of people in China. Wow. Could you imagine? Okay, so here we go. Okay, so remember the exercise. You're going to breathe down the front in that white cooling color. And then you're going to exhale up the back, a red heating color. Again, inhaling down the front softly. Exhaling up the back. Okay, now there's some secret things that they don't usually tell you, but I'm going to share it with you. When we move the energy around this microcosmic orbit, sometimes the energy opens up so much, or a person will jump around, you know, they start spinning. People say, oh, I'm not doing that ever again. I don't want to do that because I don't want to mess, because that's scary. I'm never going to meditate again. Okay, it's because the master never told them what to do. You take your tongue and you place it on the soft palate. So right on the top of the mouth, you just place your tongue up there, and you just press with the tongue. This is connecting like when you connect a spark plug. Spark plug, if you know, juice goes through it, and boom, it shoots a spark, right? Now, if you put that, if the gap is too small, you won't get the spark. And we don't want the spark in this instance. We want the energy to smoothly go through. We want it to come in you like the fogs come in, just very soft and gentle, like you're walking in the mist, and all of a sudden you're just covered with it. So we want that. And then if you tie up your fingers, so if you do any meditation, you heard of putting your fingers in Gamma Ling. you put the thumb and the index finger and you touch them. So it's like you're going okay to somebody. Okay, right? But you're just letting your hands rest on your lap. You got that little okay symbol. Okay. Okay, yes. And you got your tongue on the roof of the mouth. And now we're going to do the breathing technique again. So you're breathing in from the top of the head, cool, white, waterfall energy going down the front. Now the energy goes around the crotch and up the back, red. Do it again, inhaling down the front. Soft, cool. Exhaling up the back, red, heating. Got it? Okay. Now, let's plug in the juice. We're going to plug in this Moldon energy, right? Root lock. Okay. So we're going to increase the flow of energy in our body. Okay. So again, you inhale down the front very softly. Bring the breath all the way down to the sexual energies. Girls, pull up on the clitoris, fold in the lips, tighten the anal sphincter muscle, and hold it. Guys, contract the penis, lift this scrotum, tighten the anal sphincter muscle, and hold it. Now when you exhale, squeeze everything more. Squeeze and exhale. The breath goes up, and then let all the sexual energy relax, breathing down the front very softly, inhaling down the front. And exhaling up the back. Okay, man, we're starting to move this energy now. Okay, now let's do something called the double breathing technique. Okay, the double breathing technique, this is a good one. Because now what we're doing is we're about to supercharge all of the chakras. So we want to open up these chakras so the energy flows more. So as we're doing this, and we're starting to get this energy flowing around down the front and up the back and down the front and up the back. The chakras are starting to connect together. And as the energy goes down and we're breathing and we're consciously moving this energy, the chakras will start to expand. You get more energy. Remember before I was talking about the magnet with the head being the positive pole and the feet being the negative pole and these chakras or these energy circles spinning around. As they spin, what they do is they send out an electrical charge, and then you'll see colors around a person. So if you ever look at a picture of an angel, it's got a halo. Look at a picture of Buddha, of Jesus, of Muhammad, of Krishna. They always have lights around them. What that is, those lights, those are your aura. Okay, where does the aura come from? The aura comes from those chakras spinning from the positive and negative of the body. And as they spin, it sends out a charge of energy. And the more grounded you are and the more open you are and the stronger you are sexually, because that energy is moving, it's a kundalini. They say that's like a dragon that lives at your spine. That's the energy that when we pull up on the Moldon and we shoot it up the spine, that moves the energy. If you ever look at that sign that the medical doctors use, and it looks like two snakes going up and a pool running through it, well, long ago, before they were giving everybody drugs, there was actually some energy that went into medicine. So that represents those two snakes with the pool going up. That represents the Tai Chi pole, the energy going down the center from the perineum to the crown, and the two snakes, that represents the Kundalini energy going up, and that's where they stole it from. So, sorry guys, it wasn't a medical thing. It was actually an energy thing, and if there's an energy thing and the energy is moving through your body, guess what? You can heal yourself and others, and that's why this is part of the energy medicine show, because it's what we're doing. We're using the energy to grow. Okay, let's do the double breathing technique together. So here's what you want to do. Sit up, put your feet flat on the ground. You're going to take your tongue, put it on the roof of your mouth. Now take your fingers and put them in Gamaling, holding the thumb and the index finger. Woo! I teach this every Wednesday night at my office. If you're in Miami, about 7 o'clock at night, I'm through with patients. Man, I'm in the office, and I group comes in, and I teach this. We do this with a transmission. I'll tell you about that later on. Okay, so now let's begin. I want you to inhale like you're smelling a flower. So when you smell a flower, you just don't take a little sniff, right? You breathe high up into the head like you're going to smell a beautiful carnation. No, not carnation. Those flowers, they smell so good. I'm trying to think of the name of that. Can't think of it right now. Anyway, a beautiful flower that you're going to smell. So you're breathing high up into the head. When you do this, you're opening the crown chakra, and you're also opening the third eye point. So you're allowing these energies to open. Then swallow. When you swallow, you start to free up and open up the throat chakra. Okay, the throat chakra is about communications. Take in a little more air and fill the chest. Let the chest expand. Okay, now let out about one-third of the breath. Inhale again. Expand the chest. Take in a little more air. Bring it down to the solar plexus. Taking a little more air down to the navel point. Inhale a little more. Pull it down to the sexual energy. Now, pull up in the sexual energy. Guys, contract the penis. Lift the scrotum. Tighten the anal sphincter muscle. Ladies, pull down on the clitoris, fold in the lips, tighten the anal sphincter muscle, hold it. Now when you exhale, squeeze the sexual energy more and imagine the breath going up the back and the color red shooting up your spine. Relax, inhaling very softly, relaxing the sexual organs, relaxing, breathing down the front, a beautiful white color, and up the back, a red color. Do that another two times. Softly breathing down the front. Exhaling up the back. Good. A beautiful white color, like a white waterfall coming down the front. Exhaling a red flame going up the back. Great, you're starting to get it. Now let's do the double breathing again. Inhale. Like you're smelling a flower, breathe high up into the head. Swallow. Take in a little more air. Fill the chest. Let the heart expand. Let out some of the air. Inhale again. Fill the chest. A little more air. Bring it down to the solar plexus. More air down to the navel point. More air down to the sexual organs. Squeeze lip organs, baby. Squeeze your anal sphincter muscle and squeeze more as you exhale and shoot the breath out the top of your head. Relax everything, inhaling softly down the front and up the back. Again, breathing down the front and up the back. Now this exercise will really get the energy moving through your whole body. You may feel a little warmer than you were when you started because these exercises heat you up and they allow things to work really, really great. So I want to think, okay, I'll take a call. Sure, let it come in. Hello, hello, Dr. Wu here.
You know, Dr. Wu, I've been listening, and it's very, very interesting. I think it's highly appropriate that you're going over these exercises since Valentine's Day is coming up. You know, we want to be prepared for that.
Right. It's always nice to have a hard-on for Valentine's Day.
And also, Doctor, I was wondering, your name, is it pronounced Woody?
Well, I'm going to tell you a story about that.
Because I think it's kind of interesting the topic you're talking about, and your name is Dr. Woody.
Yeah. I'll tell you about it. When I was in China, my real name is Sherwood. And I was in China, and I was studying with a group. I was invited as a guest to Harbin, China, at the Heilongjiang University. And I was interning with Dr. Sun. And we saw a lot of people, man. We saw like 80 people a day. I don't see nearly that in Miami, but this was like this was really a wash of energy. Anyway, I was invited to a lot of parties because I was a guest of the doctor who he ran the hospital and the school, and everybody was we're all in lab coats and everybody was I'm Dr. So, I'm Dr. Sue, I'm Dr. P, I'm Dr. Bo, and you know there and I thought to myself, you know, we're all doctors. I'm just going to introduce myself as Woody. So I did. That's my nickname, Woody. So I said, I'm Dr. Woody. And they said, oh, Dr. Wu. Because Wu is a family name. And in China, the family name always comes first. And then your first name, because the family name is very important. So Dr. Wu D, because D is the first name. So then I got known as Dr. Wu D. So when I came back to the States, I started writing under Dr. Wu D and using Dr. Wu D. And the show is the Dr. Wu D show because that's my name.
That's
Wu
a great
D.
story, Doctor. Doctor, did you ever get them to do the calligraphy of your name? That would be nice.
I did.
I would add that.
I have it.
Yes.
I have it.
I would add that to your show page. Also, you know, Doctor, have you ever thought about having on some? Were there English good enough where you could invite him on the show?
No, unfortunately, it wasn't.
That's too bad.
Because
I'm highly interested in Chinese medicine and herbal and acupuncture and things like that. You know, their healing arts are closely connected to their martial arts. Because I remember talking to several martial artist masters who said, you know, every one of these things have their counterparts in healing.
That's true. That's definitely true. Anyway, it's a very great study. You know, I started off as a martial artist when I was a kid, and you know that's more of the warrior part. And then as I got a little older, I got into the healing arts and. And then as I matured more, I got into the spiritual aspect behind it. So it's warrior, healer, priest. And that's just how I've been living my life.
The way of the spiritual warrior.
Well,
that
I
would
hope
be a
so.
Great guest. He would be a great guest. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I think, do you have any specific questions that I could answer for you as long as you're online?
Yeah, since you were talking about acupuncture, are you a practitioner of that?
I am.
So you actually, when you went to China, you actually learned these?
I studied in the States, and then I was invited as a guest to intern in China. So I went to China and... did my internship there. I mean, there was an internship here in Florida. But as you study, and I'm licensed in China as a doctor of medical qigong also. So, you know, I've spent my whole lifetime doing this stuff. This is great.
You know,
stuff.
Doctor, you need to do a segment on each one of these things, you know, and possibly bring on another guest. It's kind of, you know, because when you have someone to talk to, it kind of provides a foil. Go back and forth.
Well,
you know, the flow and energy starts going.
The last 2 weeks have been so busy with patients, I haven't had time to invite anybody. But that'll
happen.
You know
what? Bring on some of those patients. That would be nice.
All right. Well, I really appreciate your suggestion. And I really appreciate you calling in.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for coming in the Energy Medicine Show. All right, so let's see. I got a little time here, so I want to make sure that everybody's got this because this stuff is rich, man. This will really make your life better as you learn the microcosmic orbit. Now, how are you going to use it in the sexual practices? Now we're getting to the good stuff. This may take another show, but anyway, I'm going to give you some of it right now. When you're sitting with your mate, you didn't even touch yet, right? So now you're going to sit with your mate. If you're able to sit on the floor, that's fine. If not, get two chairs, you know, and sit and look at each other, okay? You haven't even touched yet. And what you're going to do is you're going to connect with your eyes, and you're going to start the breathing technique where you're breathing down the front. The energy goes up the back, and you imagine the energy, if my mate was in front of me, I would shoot the energy up the top of my head, and then I would imagine it going down the front of her body, and then as she exhales, she would have the energy going up her back and imagine it going down the front of my body. So now I have a figure eight of energy going with my mate. Maybe you're just going to touch hands at the time, or just look in her eyes or his eyes or whoever's eyes you have there. And by connecting your eyes, which are, they say, the window to the soul, and now you're connecting the breath and moving the orbit energy through the bodies and connecting this figure eight, now the energies are starting to merge as one. So when you're with your mate and you're working the microcosmic orbit, guess what? The energies, when two or more come together in my name, that means there's a lot more energy. So if I'm working with another person, what happens? It's not just the two of us. It creates another energy. It creates a third body. So now we've got a threesome going. Sounds a little kinky, but it's not. It's a threesome energetically, okay? So now you're really running this energy and looking at your mate and doing the breathing technique. It's important when you do the energy and you pull the energy down the front, then pull up on the sexual energy and tighten that and shoot it up your spine and allow that other person to take it in. Then they shoot it up their spine. Now things will start to warm up really quickly, and you're going to feel a lot of energy. Okay, now as things warm up, then you can embrace, and then you let things start to move. Be very slow, you know, take it easy, because if you rush it, you'll get too much heat, boom, you'll pop the cork and you'll be through. So this is something that's done very slowly. You're using the breath to guide the energy, and you want the energy to go up. You don't want it to go down. So even if you get the urge where the energy is going down, that's when you use the root lock. You tighten, you squeeze, and you shoot it up your spine. So you're starting to use that energy and use the energy of the microcosmic orbit to open up your love, to open up your heart, to open up your sexual energy. And as you do that, every cell in your body is going to get so excited. What you're going to do is the old dead cell or the old slow cells are going to die off. And guess what? You are going to get those new cells, and your whole body is going to start to vibrate. As it vibrates, you get younger. You know, if you're in love and you're excited, things aren't going to get old and gray. Things are going to get exciting. And that's what you're looking at, moving the energy in the microcosmic orbit to make yourself more alive. The idea of this type of energy, and I do, I combine it with acupuncture because that's what I do. Sometimes I need to put in acupuncture needles. Sometimes I need to give people herbal formulas. But this is the real secret of practice, practice, practice. And as you practice and you strengthen these meridians and chakras by moving the chi through your body, guess what? You're going to become younger and healthier. Yeah, and it all is part of our natural birthright to have this. If you're just blowing your rocks and wasting your seed, guess what? You are making yourself older way before your time. You want to cultivate the sexual energy, and as you do that, you're going to be able to make yourself younger, more vibrant, and you'll be sexually strong for years and years, and you're not going to lose anything. You're going to gain something, and so will your mate. As you do this with your mate, she's going to get stronger, and he's going to get stronger. But girls, listen up. If you get real excited and you want your man to penetrate and you grab him with your legs and you pull him into it, he's going to lose his cookies. So you have to be the one that's gentle with him, because men are fire and women are water. And if we take the fire stick and we put it in the water, it goes out. But if you take the fire stick and you warm the water, you will get the warm water finally boiling and hot, and it'll change the steam, and you'll have more energy than you would ever imagine. Anyway, that's enough for this evening. This is Dr. Wu. Go to my website, www.rechargingqigong.com. Look around. There's a lot of information. If you don't know who I am, I write a blog 4 days a week. I got a YouTube station. It's youtube.com/Dr. Wu, W-U-D-H-I. That's D-D-H-I, like in Mandursari, the God of Wisdom. I enjoy doing the show, and I certainly enjoy being sharing all this information with you. And for our caller, thank you for calling in. I appreciate your call. We'll get some more guests on to talk about sex, energy, love, peace. And every so often I get somebody that plays some music and we'll get some rock and roll. So this was a great night, and this is the full moon. Suck up this energy, this yin energy, this beautiful healing energy. And really open your hearts. Practice this. It's called The Microcosmic Orbit. There's some books out. The Healing Love Through the Tao. It's Cultivating Sexual Energy by Mantak Chia. He's got one for men. He's got one for women. I have some programs. Teaches some specific exercises. How to do it. When to do it. All that stuff on my website. I like The Art of Sexual Magic. That's a great book. Sex Drive Solutions for Women. That's a good one. Tantric Sex for Men. Man, that's a good one. I remember reading that. The Multiple Orgasm Woman by Mantak Chia. Chia's got a lot of stuff. The Tao of Sexuality by Stephen Chang. That's hard to get, but that's a good one, too. Man, there's a lot of good books out. And then there's an old one that it's called Sexual Secrets. I forget who that one's by. By Douglas Singer. Anyway, thanks for being here. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be on in another 2 weeks. I love you all. Have a great night. Happy full moon. And keep that sexual energy flowing.
Join Dr. Wu Di every first and third Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or listen again online at bbsradio.com/energymedicineradio. Wishing you the best in your health, wealth, and happiness.